the unexplained deaths of a 37-year-old woman and her two children, aged 6 and 11, in a quiet residential area in South Dublin, generates the lead story in six of today's papers in The Republic. Residents of Llewellyn Court in Rathfarnham, who attended the candlelit vigil on the estate where the deaths occurred, are pictured on the front of the Irish Times and Irish Independent, while most of today's other papers run with front page pictures of Gardaí and forensic officers at the scene yesterday. All of today's papers report that the family had been living in the house for about a year and that the children had attended the local primary school. It is also reported that Gardaí had been in contact with the woman's husband and the children's father. The Irish Examiner and Times find their lead stories elsewhere this morning. The Examiner leads with the line that survivors of mother and baby homes will be able to seek access to their personal records after the government clarified concerns raised by furious survivors. Children's Minister Roderick O'Gorman is quoted saying that while the Attorney General has clarified that access is permissible under strict conditions, all cases will be assessed on their individual merits. It is not absolute access by any means, he asserts. Daniel McConnell and Aoife Moore also writes that cabinet ministers have admitted that the government is badly shook by this controversy and the establishment of the Cervical Check Tribunal, which have enraged campaigners and survivors. For its lead story, The Times reports on the restrictive measures being enforced all around Europe in the fight against COVID-19. Bars and restaurants have been shut for a month in Germany, where cases have reached 15,000 a day, while France has gone into a second national lockdown for the month of November, as 254,000 cases were recorded there over the course of a week. Closer to home, the Irish News leads with the death of a 17-year-old from Derry, whose death was recorded as one of nine deaths in Northern Ireland yesterday. For its lead story, the Belfast Telegraph reports that officials in Stormont handed out more than £4.5 million to businesses which weren't eligible to receive grants from the Small Business Support Grant Scheme in March. Sinn Féin received three unsolicited grants amounting to £30,000, which the party repaid last week. Elsewhere on the front pages, the Department of Education has insisted that schools are safe places for staff and students as ASTI members yesterday backed potential strike action over coronavirus-related concerns. That's on the front of the Times. And finally, the Examiner reports in its front page today that Douglas Shopping Centre in Cork, which was destroyed by fire in August 2018, is to reopen on the 12th of November. Although many of the units in the centre, which aren't deemed essential under Level 5, won't open immediately, we're told that Tesco and Marks and Spencers have already started restocking their shelves.